This recording, Michigan 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McKellar, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, on the east side, 8 Mile and Gratiot, approximately, born and raised. My parents were both born and raised in Detroit also. I went to Cass Tech High School, downtown Detroit, by the Fox Theater. It was about 3,000 students there. So it was kind of overwhelming at first because the building, it's an old building that was built back in the late 1800s. So it was a very old building and it was 7 floors, 8 if you want to count the basement where some gym classes was at. So, and we only had 5 minutes to get from class to class. So, like, I remember my freshman year, I had a class on the 2nd floor and then a class on the 7th floor. So I had to hike up 7 flights of stairs and get to class on time. So there wasn't much time to mingle with your friends before another class or else you'll get caught. And then there's always security guards walking around trying to catch you if you're not in class on time or if you're in the hallways without a pass. So, but once I got to be a senior, it started to get easier. You know, I was on the football team, so I was in shape, so I could make it to class on time. And sometimes we would just kind of wander around the hallways anyway. You know, we're seniors, we can do that. And if the security guards come, we either run from them or we just ask them, you know, just let us go. You know, we was just, you know, chilling, not doing that much, not causing no problems or nothing like that. So, and then let's see, after graduation, I worked at a Cub Scout camp with children 7 to 11 boys, learning how to become Boy Scouts. We took them through different programs and stuff about just being in the nature and everything. You know, their parents were there too, so it wasn't like they were alone. And I was in charge of the shooting sports area, which is archery and BB guns, so that was kind of cool because they really like doing that. So everybody always asked about me and asked when was I going to open up the range so they can come down and shoot some more. And it was fun though because they got a real kick out of it. And I've worked there the past 2 summers, actually 3 summers. Now I may go back now, but I may get a higher position if I go back. I may be program director now, who is basically in charge of the whole program, puts it together. And I will have like maybe about 25 staff under me. So that's kind of exciting if I can get that. But I go to Western Michigan University. It's my third year, so I'm a junior. It went pretty fast, though. I still remember becoming a freshman, overwhelmed again because I was at a big school. You know, I have to actually walk around the class, get there on my own, because my mother used to drop me off to high school every day. So it was kind of different. But it was a lot of fun because one of my best friends is here, too. You know, I grew up with him, so he's still here. So we kind of went through the trial together, you know. So it's better now. I played football my first year for a year and a half at Western. Then I stopped because of certain reasons. I just didn't really like it that much. It was fun, you know, but I didn't really get along too well with some of the players. It's not like we were fighting or nothing like that. It's just we just weren't getting along. So, and I didn't get a scholarship, which everybody thought that I was going to get. So it was fine. It wasn't that big of a deal. Football wasn't that much of an importance to me. So I just concentrated on my academics, and it was fun while it lasted, though. I'm still a huge fan. I love, like, watching football. I love the Detroit Lions, Michigan Wolverines. It's kind of funny because I'm a Western Michigan student, but I love the Michigan football team. So people kind of give me talk about that because a lot of people up here don't like Michigan football. You can hear them at the stadium when they announce the Michigan score. If Michigan's losing, then everybody will start cheering. And then under my breath, I'm upset. I'm all mad and stuff because they're losing. But if they say Michigan is winning, everybody starts booing, and then I stand up and start clapping. So it's kind of funny. We get a kick out of that. Me and my best friend are both Michigan fans. And so I stopped playing and concentrated on my academics, but it was still fun. So now I'm just waiting to become a senior and hopefully graduate and get a nice paying job and start a family.